Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SiriusRadio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Michael, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, everything is good here in Memphis. We are ready for some football. It feels like we officially are going to have some tonight as week one of the preseason kind of kicks off lots of games tonight. For you, it is preseason, so we'll preface it by saying that. But is there a game that you feel like you're going to be more locked into maybe than another?
I certainly want to see Daniel Jones play quarterback in the preseason. I think that's something I want to definitely take a look at. I want to see what's going on with Haskins. I think the first thing about the first week is checking out the quarterbacks, mm-hmm. Who's playing well. Jared Stidman's going to play quite a bit for the Patriots up in Detroit, so you want to take a look at him. And then, I want to see what the Packers offense is going to look like with Matt LaFleur running it now. So, even though Rodgers won't play, I still get an idea about what they're doing offensively. So that kind of thing. And I think, the one thing is it's the first game. There's a lot of time. Teams haven't really had a chance to get themselves going. So, it's just a little, you temper what you're seeing and just kind of watch.
No, I'm with you on that first one you mentioned, Daniel Jones and sort of that Giants-Jets game. Now, we know Le'Veon Bell. I'm curious. I can't help but think Daniel Jones, he's going to get torn apart. He's under a microscope, obviously, because of where he is, but then obviously because of where he was drafted, and so many people believe that he shouldn't have been picked there. Where are you at sort of on Daniel Jones, and what's a fair expectation level for him, Michael?
Well, I don't think they're a very good team. I think playing behind that offensive line is going to be a challenge. Do I think he was the sixth best player in the draft? No, if that to answer your question, yes, I don't. But, it doesn't matter where you pick him. It matters how they play now. And so I think he's going to have to see what he can do. I'm sure he'll come out. I would be shocked if he got rid of the ball quickly in a very rhythm passing game to kind of help himself and go from there. So, look, one thing about preseason, if you don't have a good offensive line, it's hard to judge the quarterbacks because the game is going, the quarterbacks don't have any time to throw the damn ball. So I think that's kind of what typically happens more than not in the preseason.
Ezekiel Elliott still does not have a new contract, and I know this is part of it. These are negotiations, and sometimes this is how these things can go. But are you surprised that it hasn't gotten done yet? I feel like, as an observer of the NFL, you watch and see the way the Cowboys have been built, and it feels like around Ezekiel Elliott. Are you surprised that these negotiations and this contract, they're not done yet?
Well, I think you don't know what he's asking for, so. One thing when we're spending somebody else's money, it's easy to say get it done, But when it's your money, we got to take a little time on that, So, no, I'm not really surprised it's taken this long. I'm actually surprised he's not in camp because I don't think there's been a team that stood by a player more than the Cowboys have stood by Zeke.
Interesting.
And to me, if he wants to get a new deal, the best thing to do is go in there and try to get the new deal. Don't try to be a jerk and come in and do that. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised that he's not in camp more than it hasn't gotten done. He's got two more years left on the deal. Mm-hmm. Who does deals with 2 years left? That's the advantage of the rookie contracts. You want to be able to have the rookies at a cheap economical value, and he wants his deal done 2 years before.
Yeah. Can Dwayne Haskins succeed in Washington? Sounds like you've got some doubts, Michael.
I have lots of doubts. I was not in love with Haskins coming out. I don't think he's a rhythm thrower. I think it's going to take some time. So for me, the Redskins' bad offensive line, I'm not sure everybody's bought in Washington, D.C. I think that's a team that, the general manager there has been there for a long time. He's only got 40% winning percentage, yet he keeps his job. So for us, everybody in the league is wondering why, but, you know, he's got a relationship with the owner, so you don't have to wonder too much.
I guess for you, if you're in a front office, you know how good or bad your offensive line is, so you'd have a better feel. But what is generally the right play with these sort of bridge guys, like a Case Keenum where you've got Haskins? How long do you wait? Do you wait on the fans to say so? Do you go by the wins and losses? Do you go by the production? Like, when's the right time? Because it feels like, as my partner said, inevitably you got that guy to be the guy, and you're going to get to him at some point. Is it just better to go to him as quickly as you can?
I think you got to be able to look your team in the eye and say, he gives us the best chance to win.
That's it.
If you can't do that, I think that is problematic. You know, you got to be able to sell it to your team. Yep. You know, forget the media, the fans and the media, all us. Nobody has to buy it from us. You got to sell it to your team. And if you can't sell it to your team, it's hard.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. A couple of questions here about the feature team on Hard Knocks. First of all, what would be the Michael Lombardi review of the first episode of Hard Knocks?
You know, I talked about this on my podcast, The GM Shuffle, and I wrote about it for The Athletic. You know, I think if you really wanted to dig deep and understand what's going on, I think John Gruden is frustrated that Derek Carr doesn't have a tougher temperament. Mm. I think he wants him to be the leader of the team. I think when he made the statement, can't you be more like me? Mm. He doesn't want to always be the jerk. He wants somebody else to kind of put the pressure on the players and demand more from them. That's what I got out of that. I think that's pretty clear. I think it's no doubt in my mind that John wishes he had a more Rich Gannon-like quarterback. And I wrote about that. He's 40-28 with Gannon at the Raiders in the 3 years. Gannon, I was there. Gannon controlled everything. He's the one that when practice wasn't going well, he was the one that was demanding it go, and he threw the ball into the – we had a practice facility right next to the airport, and I promise you the Oakland airport must have 50 footballs over there from him bitching about how practice was going. John needs that, and he doesn't have that with – he doesn't have that right now with Derek Carr.
I think that is absolutely right, and I love me some Rich Gannon. I really did. On Antonio Brown, he is not practicing again today. He's missed 10 of 11, and the one practice that he did go, it was for 30 minutes. If you're John Gruden, if you are running that franchise right now, how are you feeling about Antonio Brown that he can't practice because he has frostbitten feet?
I mean, I'm sure knowing John, he's frustrated. Knowing John, he's kind of pissed off because, he wants the guy to be on the field. Plus, he needs him to be on the field. And he wants him on the field to help him lead the other players. I think that's part of the thing. So, you know, I'm sure knowing John, he gets frustrated really easy, and I'm sure it's bothering the hell out of him.
With the Titans and Marcus Mariota, should he be looking, you know, over his shoulder with Ryan Tannehill? We've had some come on. Mike Tannenbaum was one of them that suggests that Tannehill's the better QB. Now, obviously, Tannenbaum has reason to say that. He was with Tannehill down in Miami, but we know it's a prove-it year for Marcus. Where's your confidence level in him? Do you think he eventually gets the money?
Look, I don't think Tannehill's a better player. I think when you look at Tannehill on third down, you look at Tannehill in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, Tannehill's numbers drop.
Yep.
Instinctively, he's not a great player. He's a receiver playing quarterback. All due respect to Mike Tannenbaum, but I don't know how many more games he had to watch at Miami to figure that out.
I could not agree more with you.
I think, Marcus, to me, the problem that you have with Marcus is a little bit of the same problem as Derek Carr. He's not a great leader. You know, he's got great talent. Last year he only threw the ball very little, 39 times over 20 yards. Uh-huh. He's got to throw it down the field. He's got to be more aggressive with what he does. He's very athletic. He can make plays with his feet, but he's got to make plays with his arm. He's got to drive the ball down the field, and they got to give him a chance to do it.
Yep.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi here on the show. I am very interested in seeing how Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur gel. We saw a lot of Matt LaFleur here in Tennessee. He was with the Titans last year, and the offense, you wouldn't say it was great. You wouldn't
kinda
say the offense
it out
was great.
Later
yeah.
On. Yeah.
It took until, you know, the 12th game of the season they started handing the
You're
ball
being
off.
Nice. You guys are being nice.
They only
scored 20 points. They scored 20 points or less 10 times. They were 3-7 in those games. He got shut out. Now, how's he going to walk in and tell Aaron Rodgers, look,
you.
Aaron, when I was in Tennessee, this is what we did, and we were really good at doing it. You know, like, is that going to work?
I wouldn't believe a word out of his mouth if I was Aaron Rodgers and seen any of that. I'm with you.
Aaron's sitting there saying, like, seriously, you're going to tell me what a good offense is? I watched Tennessee tape last year. That defied bad offense. That was the worst offense in football. They couldn't do anything. And if they couldn't run the ball, one of the worst run teams on first down, yet they kept trying to run the ball. Like, who self-scouts? Look, I don't get to hire. Mark Murphy wants to run the team. This is a different kind of Packer team than has ever been in the past because the president of the Packers, Mark Murphy, wants to have control of the team. Mm. That never happened before. And I think when you want to have control of the team, you splinter the positions. You don't give anybody a lot of power. I think that job requires somebody like a Mike Shanahan, somebody who had stature, somebody who could walk in and tell Aaron Rodgers, hey, bro, we're not doing it like this because I won more Super Bowls doing it this way, and then have some credibility. I think it's going to be a tough road. Look, Rodgers already has come out and said he doesn't like joint practices.
Yep.
Like, Rodgers' job is to play quarterback, not to evaluate how practice is going.
Mm-hmm. He's already challenged this guy a couple of times. You're absolutely right.
What do you make of their offense? Like, you know Aaron is going to be great. That's who he is. But I know Devontae Adams, he is a force unto himself. But, like, what else is there for Aaron? It feels like his weapons aren't as good typically as they have been.
I think Aaron Jones is a really good player. I think Adams is a good player. Mm-hmm. Do I think the offensive line is good? No, I think they've got some issues. I think it's going to be interesting. Two things I know for a fact. Rodgers hates turning his back to the defense. And that's what they do. And that's what the supposedly LaFleur got the job because he has some relationship with McVay in terms of understanding what McVay does offensively. Now, that never manifested itself at Tennessee, but for some reason people think it's going to skip a generation and come up to Green Bay. I don't. You know, and so we'll see where it goes. But for me, you know, I think it's going to be very challenging, especially when things don't go well. Rodgers likes to throw the ball hot off of the two-man side. That's not what they do in this offense. I think there's a lot of things that are going to happen where they're going to be not very comfortable in doing them.
Michael, I know he's got something to prove, but does Joe Flacco have anything left in the tank for the Broncos? Because you know they've got a defense. They've got Vic Fangio from the Bears, who I think is great. Does Flacco have enough to actually make them a factor over in the West? What do you think?
You know, I think so. I mean, look, I think the reason Flacco's there is you got to understand, Flacco got there because all last year when Gary Kubiak was in the building in Denver,
mm-hmm.
he was telling John Elway, look, Flacco's a play-action pass down the field thrower.
Yep.
If we get Flacco, we'll run this kind of offense, we'll play good defense. And so that was why Vic Fangio got the job there.
Mm-hmm.
They only interviewed defensive coaches. Then all of a sudden there was a falling out because they couldn't. Kubiak wanted to hire his son. They didn't want him to hire his son, so he went off to Minnesota. But the whole planning of all that started with the idea that Flacco could run the offense that they want to run. And I think he can. I think he's a play action. He's not a West Coast offense quarterback. He can't throw the ball in rhythm. He's not a rhythm thrower. He has no rhythm to him. I'm sure he can't dance a lick.
Mm-hmm.
He's got no rhythm. He's got to throw it down the field.
The Browns have captured the hearts of America. Baker is shotgunning beers at baseball games. But I have some concerns. I'm concerned, Michael, that they are not going to be able to live up to the extreme hype that they are getting
Freddie
in the offseason. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think there's no doubt. I think there's no doubt that they're going to disappoint because I think you got to get good before you get great.
Yep.
You got to get good before you get great. I don't think you can be just great. I think you're going to have to prove something. And here's the other thing I don't think anybody's playing into account. The Browns, anytime they were on a schedule before, the coach had a challenging job to get his team up for the game. You know, because everybody's saying we're playing the Browns, so we almost got to buy, right?
Yep.
Well, now the Browns are what I call the Browns Virgil Salazzo because they're the hunted one. They now are people are after them. They're on the schedule and people are saying, hey, we got this team. We got to play them. And I think that becomes much more of a challenge. And I think that's going to really hurt because they're going to have to deal with this and it's going to be problematic for them.
I love it. I got to ask you a couple more. Tonight we are going to get our first look at Kyler Murray. I know Cliff Kingsbury got some controversy when he got the job because he's going to allow guys to have phones and text during meetings and all that. What are you expecting from that pair? Not necessarily tonight, but just going forward, Kyler Murray in that system with Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't know what to suspect. I'm going to be open-minded about it. I really don't know what to expect. I'm kind of just waiting to see what happens. I think if you leave those two tackles, Gilbert and DJ Humphries, open and have the quarterback with the two edges open all the time, I think there's could be some hell to pay. I think that could be real problematic. But I'm going to be open-minded and look and see what actually happens without judging. So I'm anxious to see it. And I'm going to take my time and evaluate, and I'm not going to run to judgment.
Michael, real quick, last one. Derek Carr, we get back to the Raiders real fast because this one was crazy. Buying the house next to Gruden in Vegas, smart or no? You seen a lot of that?
I tell you what, he'll be selling that house because I just if he doesn't look. Let's say this: if they don't go win 10 games or they don't play well and he doesn't play well, he won't be making the move over there. They'll be drafting a quarterback next year.
Unfortunately,
this was fantastic.
I think you're right. Hey, Michael, we appreciate
Thank you
this.
For
Thanks
it.
So much, man.
All right, guys, anytime. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.